Okay, if you will say and spell your first and last name for me.
Brittany Crenshaw, Brittany Crenshaw.
Okay, and you please.
Regina Crenshaw, Regina Crenshaw.
Okay. All right, Keita, it is July 28th at almost 3 o'clock, and talking to the owners, the founders and operators of Crowned Culture Boutique. I have to talk. These are my notes for my
Gotcha.
for myself.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
For myself. All right. Okay, so here we go. Magic 93.3, number one for R&B. Keita King is on your radio. And, you know, we are really excited and happy to be able to acknowledge and spotlight our Black-owned businesses in Texarkana and in the Texarkana surrounding area. Each week, we're going to highlight a local Black-owned business. Well, this is week four, okay? Now, if you missed week one, two, and three, all you need to do is tap that app. That's MAJIC 93.3, or you can go to our website, which is MyMagic93.3. Look in the trending bar. You'll see local Black-owned business spotlight. Click right there, and you can see who you may have missed. But today, we are talking to Crowned Culture Boutique, Miss Regina Crenshaw and her lovely daughter, Miss Brittany Crenshaw. Dynamic mother-daughter duo. They are super-duper-duper cute. I cannot make this stuff up. You guys, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. See, I told y'all they so cute. They didn't even rehearse that. So how did Crowned Culture Boutique come about?
Well, we've always loved fashion, and about 2 years ago, we had decided to do a t-shirt boutique, and that was going to be the name of it, T-Shirt Boutique. And so we kind of planned it out, mapped it out, but we didn't get it together. Mm-hmm. But then during this season of the COVID, mm-hmm. and everything has slowed down, we've had time to, you know, stop and invest in it. Mm-hmm. So that's how it kind of came about.
Okay. All right. So next question, since you brought up COVID, let's go ahead and get that out of the way, because I know mm-hmm. a lot of people are wondering. I'm even wondering myself, what role did COVID-19 play in this? Now, granted, I know, I'm sure it sparked it. It gave you time.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the world stopped.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, at least the nation stopped
yes,
for a minute, and we had to figure out some things on our own.
Yes, ma'am.
Like nails and hair and all that stuff.
You better say it.
Right. So you had that time, and what was it that you thought about? Was it like, okay, now was the time to do it? Did you automatically know things were going to go to online? How did that play out?
It came about during COVID season, is what I like to call it, mm-hmm. is because the world needed some encouragement. Mm. You know, the world has changed as we know it, and it can kind of get you down in your spirit. So it's like we wanted to come, and we love the Bible verse, Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. So we said we wanted to be a light in these dark times.
Gotcha.
So this was the perfect time for us to launch.
I agree. You guys have more than t-shirts, but let's just talk about the shirts, because I love a good graphic tee. You guys have this phrase, where faith meets fashion.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Couldn't think of a better way to put it.
Thank
because
you.
Your merchandise is super cute, and it's very positive, inspirational, uplifting. So how did you guys come up with the name Crowned Culture Boutique? Come on, Brittany. Give it to me.
Come on.
My mom, she had a YouTube channel.
Okay.
And on her YouTube channel, she always says, always wear your invisible crown. So crown, it just kind of instilled in us, you know. So.
Gotcha.
And we kind of thought of that at the same time as well, because we were, what other name was it, Brittany?
Crown Couture.
Yeah, Crown Couture.
Like
Crown Couture.
Yeah.
But we want to trademark our name. So when you go to the website and you see there's so many people that use that name.
Mm.
So I said, we got to come up with something different, you know, but keep crown in it.
Right.
And so we kind of came up with that at the same time, because I went to work one day, she went to work. And when we met back up, I was like, I think I got a name. And when mm-hmm. I said that, she said, I was thinking about that too. So
oh,
I said,
well, perfect. Agreement.
Yes, ma'am.
So that brings me to one of my biggest questions. Mother-daughter duo. How does this work? because I don't know if I could run a business with my daughter. I'm just gonna be honest. We can do a whole lot of things together, and we have a blast, and it would be amazing. But running a business is not one of them. So how does that work? This is your mom. This is your daughter. Mm-hmm. Do you just kind of push all that aside and view each other as business partners solely? Just talk to me.
Well, we're so like-minded. So like, I don't know. It's like we just click.
Okay.
Yeah, it's easy.
It is.
That's good. Do you ever have a moment where it's like, okay, I'm not really feeling that. Let's keep talking. Let's go back to the drawing board. Mm. Being that we're in two different generations.
Two different. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm the younger of the two.
Yeah. I believe it. No, that's precious. That's actually good though, because you don't miss anybody. Mm-mm. You don't miss our age. Your age. You're able to. It's like the best of both worlds.
Yes, ma'am.
So to speak.
Yes, ma'am. And also on our website, we have Anointed for This Generation.
I saw that.
Yeah, so we can reach the teenagers, the 20 something, the 30 something, the 40s. You know, on up. So, and it's easy for us to work together because, like she said, we're like-minded and we've always got along so well.
That's good.
Yeah. And so if we really hadn't clashed on anything, and I'm not saying that it's not going to come, but, you know, we'll agree to disagree.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
That's good. That's awesome. That's really awesome. Okay. So your shirt line is dope.
Thank you.
And it just so happens that this month is that's the theme. Dope. So let's talk
yes,
to it.
Ma'am.
Speak to it. How did you come up with that, and what is that all about?
Well, you know, when you hear the term dope, you know what you automatically think of. Mm-hmm. You know, something, you know, that's...
It's not a good connotation.
Yes. So I wanted to take that word and turn it into something positive. You know, because you hear it all the time. Oh, that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's one of my favorite words.
That's super cool. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, that's dope. So I told Brittany, I believe that can reach a lot of mm-hmm. people. You know, so I wanted to incorporate that into our brand.
So each month, will you have a different theme?
Yes, I believe we will. August is coming fast, so we got to think of something, girl.
I know it.
Put your thinking caps on.
I know it. Okay, so how long have you guys been in business?
About a month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we actually started working on our brand in February, and we launched June 22nd. So.
Okay. I want to remind you guys that they are open all the time because they're located online. It's CrownedCultureBoutique.com. And actually, all that we're talking about would be right there on our app. Just tap it, MAJIC933, or you can visit our website, MyMagic933.com. Click on the trending bar, and then you'll see Black-Owned Business Spotlight. And once you do, you'll see these lovely faces right here, and they'll you can click on and listen to the interview all over again. Plus, you can read the blog. If you missed anything in the interview, it'll all be right there. So do you foresee adding any additional items?
Yes, ma'am. This is only the beginning.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. We want to be a full-fledged boutique with your heels and...
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Dresses.
Yes.
Just a lot of different items. Yes,
and do
ma'am.
You ship? Because I know someone's going to want to know that.
Yes, we do ship.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
And sometimes we offer free shipping, so just, you know.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have some, like, not necessarily a newsletter, but like an email distribution list where you can people know?
We do. And we're going to start sending out to our email, subscribers.
So. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, again, I want to congratulate you guys first for being a mother-daughter duo and agreeing and coming up with something that is truly, truly dope. Like, seriously,
Thank you. Love
the shirts. You cannot go wrong with a graphic tee. And you guys have managed to make faith meet fashion. Walk in the room and turn heads. And that's what we all want to do
as
ladies.
That's what we want to do.
You know what I'm saying? So you're providing that. And I think that's great. If you had to sum up Crowned Culture Boutique in just a sentence or a word, how would you describe it?
Basically, we are a ministry. You know, we are a ministry. It's more than just about the fashion. It's we want to represent the Lord because we love clothes, but we also love the Lord, you know, and we want to put him first. So we're a ministry.
Crowned Culture Boutique. You guys look them up online. That's crownedcultureboutique.com. A mother-daughter duo. And they are our local Black-owned business that we're spotlighting for week four. Thank you guys for coming. And do you have any other platform you want you can be reached on?
Like our social media? Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/crownedcultureboutique. Or Instagram at instagram.com/crownedcultureboutique.
Okay, there you have it, Texarkana. Check them out. Crowned Culture Boutique. Always open online. crownedcultureboutique.com.